Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Let's go back to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, with whom I think we have made contact. You're there, Orla.
I am, yes.
So you're in court today for the sentencing of Nathan O'Neill. What can you tell us about the case?
Yes, well, the background to this, Brian, is that Nathan O'Neill went to the Shannon Knights Club in County Clare on the 17th of March 2018 with his girlfriend. Jamie Higgins was also there. O'Neill was 19 at the time. Jamie Higgins was 23. Mr. Higgins was a keen soccer, hurling and rugby player. He was there with friends. They had been watching the Irish rugby team win the Grand Slam earlier that day. Now, the trial heard there was some history between the two men, and Nathan O'Neill had said that he had been bullied and intimidated by Mr. Higgins, and there was some independent corroboration of that. During this particular night, O'Neill was punched in the face by Mr. Higgins. He was upset and left the club. He returned around an hour later with a knife. There was another altercation, and at this stage O'Neill pulled out the knife, stabbed Mr. Higgins five times and stabbed his friend Michael Shannon three times. He was arrested in undergrowth in a nearby field after fleeing the club. He pleaded guilty to manslaughter. That wasn't accepted by the DPP, but at his trial for murder in Cork, the jury found him guilty of manslaughter. And last month, the judge heard victim impact evidence on behalf of Jamie Higgins' family and friends. His mother Sharon described his bedroom full of trophies for sport. She described him as a beautiful person with a very big heart. And his partner and the mother of their very young son, Jade McNamara, said he had been a proud dad, but now he would never see their son grow up.
Orla O'Donnell in court. Thank you very much for that.